escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A little different versions all throughout the years doing this here, but Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, live. From they don't do the live thing on that one. They just start announcing the cast
it's
members.
Saturday and
the
guests.
It's a just a Saturday morning. A wonderful, warm, hot, getting hot, clear. I don't see many clouds out there. Hopefully we can dodge the rain
around,
here.
Circling around though.
Yeah,
circling around.
I'm gonna
you know
be
what
positive.
Happened.
I'm being positive.
All
here
right.
On this June 28th. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to everybody out in Clarksdale.
Okay.
Clarksdale, and all the you look like you're not sure where Clarksdale is.
It's south of the airport, isn't it? South of the airport.
I'll give you exactly the location. Clarksdale, by the way, an unincorporated northwest city, northwest of Atlanta, southwest of Cobb County, and it's by the way, it's the home of Ray Stevens.
Okay. And everything is beautiful.
Yeah.
In its own way.
And the freak. Didn't they call it the freak? Something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, that's Clarksdale. Unincorporated community northwest of Atlanta, southwest Cobb County.
Okay.
So we want to acknowledge them out there. I came back with that little theme music. Today would have been Gilda Radner's birthday.
Oh, man.
So that's why.
Okay.
Rest
okay.
in peace, Gilda.
Okay, okay.
Can you name all the original members of that Saturday night, that first crew? Noel, help them out.
No.
Okay, all right.
Lorraine Newman.
All right. Gilda Radner. You got the hardest one.
Why?
First. No, I'm saying
Lorraine
you named
Newman,
the hardest
Gilda
one
Radner,
first.
Garrett Morris.
Wait, who? After Lorraine,
Gilda
who'd
Radner,
you say?
Gilda Radner, Garrett Morris,
okay.
Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd.
Okay.
Okay. Who am I missing?
You're missing a couple, and I can't believe you're missing the ones that most people name first.
Oh, yeah, John Belushi.
Okay.
I'm trying to think, because Murray wasn't there.
Nope.
When they were the first. I'm missing one then.
Well, actually, you're missing the one that Murray took over for. Well, he sent him on his, he was on his way out the door after that. Chevy Chase.
I mentioned Chevy
Chase. Oh, I didn't hear you say Chevy Chase.
Okay. Chevy Chase. I thought you wouldn't
yeah,
say
Chevy. Yeah, he said
Steve,
Chevy.
Okay, I didn't hear him say Chevy.
You wouldn't say somebody like Steve Martin or something.
No,
Steve,
no.
He was never really a member, but he was on a lot.
I'll tell you the guy that people did not, I still to this day don't understand how they used him so much as a host. And people would not know who this dude is right now, I don't believe. Buck Henry.
I knew he was going to say Buck Henry. Buck they used him a lot
that dude hosted,
in the beginning.
He hosted for like a bunch of them first 5 years.
But they say he just fit in really well with what they were doing versus
I can believe
some
it.
Of the other people. Because who's the old girl, Mary
Mary Hart?
Mary Hart, Mary Hartman. Hart. Yeah, that was a mess.
Linda,
they said that was a disaster.
It? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was crazy. Her,
Hey, Christopher Walken hosted a bunch
but,
of times.
Paul Simon did it a bunch.
Yeah.
Okay.
He did a bunch. As you said, Steve Martin did it a bunch. I'll tell you, who did it a few times and, their famous performances, Carlin and Richard Pryor.
Okay.
There's the famous exchange between Richard Pryor and Chevy Chase.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah.
And
George Carlin.
Garrett Ward's talking about, Pryor wanted me to do the opening tonight.
But yeah, George Carlin used to go on there and use it like a comedy club. And you and test out new material.
Right.
Lorne Michaels would let him do it. So anyway, rest in peace, Gilda Radner. As we move into this 10 o'clock hour again coming up, Caleb Johnson's going to join us. What? This is, you know, Monday is one of your bucket list locations, if you could do it. As I remember, throughout the years of working with you, you've always said that you'd like to be there on the Monday. I know U.S. Open is one, but the beginning of Wimbledon.
Of Wimbledon is coming up this Monday. And, you know, we're going to get into it a little bit later on the next hour. You know, Karen Pestina would join us. But, you know, it's that short transition, that short turn that you make from playing clay, which is something that's not a strong surface for American players, to turn around and now have practically a couple of weeks to play golf, you know, play on grass, unless you are eliminated early from the French.
Right.
Because if you're eliminated in the first round or first or two rounds in the French, that gives you a chance to go and get some work in on the grass to make that transition. Because remember how that surface changes from the first week to the second.
Yeah.
Remember how that baseline looks all chewed up and people are slipping and sliding around there. So yeah, it makes a big difference, the transition from the different surfaces, but that's what we get.
Never asked, but it would make sense. Is there a different type of shoe that you use?
There is a shoe for grass that if it gets to that point, it has a small cleat.
That's what I was going to ask.
Shoe, and they're not like cleats like we see.
Yeah, but here's the problem, though, man. You know, they do as they approach the net, the grass is still there, and there's a whole lot of sliding to get some of those drop shots. And if you got cleats on there, that's an ankle waiting to get popped.
It can, but I mean, it's the grass is going to, you know, probably going to, that won't allow you to do a lot of sliding. You do more sliding on the clay. You practice to slide.
You do more there, but there's still some that you can do with that grass there. Anyway, I was just curious about, did they change the cleats after, you know, the second week?
Yeah.
When that back area there by the surface.
That's when they add the shoes with the cleats.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
In the second week. But first thing you got to do is got to survive. You got to go out and handle your business. If you're one of the seeded players, you can't go out there if you're guys and play them four or five set matches. In your first 2 weeks, you leave it all out there. It was something that John Isner would have a problem with. He'd go out there, and every match was five sets. And after the first week, man, he's like gassed, you know. But so you got to manage things well if you're one of those seeded players, top-ranked. People are watching to see if we're going to see another matchup between Coco Gauff and Sabalenka, which they've done a little video together.
Yeah, I saw
And I can't wait to ask Karen about that. You know, a lot of people feel like there'd be some hard feelings, but none.
What I want to know.
They're standing on business.
Do you think Coco has had a conversation, because now it's relevant, with Serena about how do you handle this time between the two majors as after you've won one? It's one thing to win one, rest on your laurels, and, you know, go to the Liberty game and do what she's done. But how did you handle yourself during that time, during the times, you know, you were focused and you were winning major after major after major? What did you do after you won the French to prepare yourself, as you said, Sam, the different surface? I mean, Coco knows it, but there's the little things that she's now picking up. And for her to try to get back-to-back, what did Serena do? I wonder about that. I wonder if she's pulled her aside and said, listen, talk to me about, you know, when you were doing this one after another. Because you go from, this is the weird time, because at the end of the year, if you think of the four of them, there's back-to-back hard courts from the U.S. Open to the Australian.
Well, in between that, now you got your Asian tour. You got your tournaments in Asia that you go and play in the Asian countries after the U.S. Open.
But it's still hard court.
It's still hard court.
My point is,
most of them are inside.
This weird little time during, you know, it's like going from Churchill Downs to the Preakness. You know, you got this one is so polar opposite than the other, from the French to Wimbledon. And I would just think that Coco, right now, who's sitting on top of the world, might pull, you know, Serena or even Venus or even Chris Everett aside and say, especially Chris Everett.
Yeah.
Because she'd want it more than anybody else, right, the French.
But I guess, well, and that's the thing. They're probably available to her if she wants to. I'm sure
they're probably available. Yeah, if she wanted to, why not?
If she wants to. But the thing of it, a lot of it she's figured out. You know, we talked with her father a couple of weeks ago, and he talked about some of the things and how, you know, he when the matches get going, he steps away.
Right.
You know, to stay there and watch, right? He finds him a little closet or somewhere, and he sits there and watches it on an iPad where he's at. But they seem to have a good mix and for good formulas for his coaches around her. So we look to see how she does. Want to see how Ben Shelton does. We keep an eye on our home, folks. Want to see how Ben Shelton does if he breaks through. Seems like he's getting to that point where in a tournament like this, he makes it into like the semifinal, the quarterfinals. We want to see him get to the quarters into the semis and have a chance to get a win in that one. So we watch to see what happens with him. Taylor Townsend, it doesn't seem to matter who she plays with in doubles. She's got a chance to win as well. So we want to, you know, want to get Karen Stalls on our home folks as they head for Wimbledon. Also, McCartney Kessler. Shout out to her, McCartney Kessler. Kind of a new face for some. She's 25 years old, out of Calhoun, Georgia, up 75, and went to the University of Florida. She's been out there grinding on the tour. Yeah, right. You know, okay. There you go, right? That is where Bucky's is. But she's hoping to put the city on the map for her tennis. And we wait to see how she does in Wimbledon. Her rankings have gone up. She's won a grass court event heading into this. We know how big that was for Chris Eubanks several years ago to win that grass court event. Came into Wimbledon, got a big time, you know, momentum going. He's playing this year. But the main thing he's doing right now, he's making that transition to the other side and doing a jam-up job, doing just a jam-up job. So proud of what he's doing. So watch for our home folks. Watch for our home folks. And we're going to get Karen in the next hour. We get into who she thinks is going to win. Alcaraz and, of course, your favorite, Novak Djokovic. I think they had like a practice set yesterday inside the court. They let the two of them in to just have a practice, just the two of them.
Okay.
You won't say much about that.
I ain't got nothing to say. I don't have anything to say. I'm going to switch it to a...
You're not a Djokovic
fan. No, I'm not. Can't stand him. Glad when he's doing something else. On this day...
Yes.
And I shouldn't make joke of this because this is a thing. Today was the day that the Supreme Court overturned Ali's conviction.
Wow.
It was on this day, 1971, the Supreme Court, and by the way, 8-0. Which means one of them abstained, right? Because there's 9 justices.
Yeah.
So it was 8-0. They overturned draft evasion conviction of Muhammad Ali. Happened on this date. Never spent one day in jail. Tried to make some money speaking during all that time. Mm-hmm. And this was the beginning of the fight that happened here. Once this happened, they lined up things where he fought Jerry Quarry here in Atlanta.
All the people went out to Chicken Man's and got all the clothes and the money taken from them. And we know it.
Yes.
We only get into that story.
Yeah.
Well, everybody knows it now. We made a movie about it.
Yeah, we ain't talking about that movie either.
It's not the urban legend that it used to be.
By the way, here's another thing, and I don't know how this happened. One of the smartest men on the planet, Stephen Hawking, on this day held, now listen to this. This was, and it's chronicled, it was reported in 2009. Stephen Hawking held a party for time travelers. The smartest dude on the planet.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
He held a party for time travelers at the University of Cambridge. And the invitations, he sent the invitations out after the party.
Whoa, really?
You want to go to the bottom of the ocean with this
one?
Yeah,
really.
Go ahead, think about that for a minute. This happened in 2009. Had a party for time travelers at the University of Cambridge. Imagine going in there and selling that idea to them. Well, we like to have a party here, and then this is for guys. Marty McFly is going to be here and Doc Brown.
Right.
Anyway, it is Sam and Greg. Coming up next, we are going to be talking to Caleb Johnson, get his thoughts on the draft and the Hawks and what they should be doing or should have done and everything else that's going on in his mind. It's up next. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Sam and Greg on a Saturday morning, 28th day of June. I want to thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning. Coming up, going to let you know about job opportunities in front of the camera and behind the camera. Looking for an Ice Cube Junior, if you will. A young Ice Cube.
Okay.
The Santa Maria, the Rose Lock, the John Madden movie is looking for, among other things, a young man 14 to 20 years old that looks like Ice Cube. We're going to talk about that and other things coming up. Also, I got to get back to something, and I'll wait till the next segment because it was something Noel was talking about when it came to shoes, and I thought of another group of people who I think should have deals, shoe deals out there. And I want to get her thoughts on it. But we got to welcome Caleb in here, man. Caleb has joined us last couple weeks talking about what he thought was going to happen with the end of the finals, what's around the corner for the draft, what he thought the Hawks should do. So let's do a recap of all of that. How do you feel about now that the NBA season is over? First of all, good morning, Caleb Johnson.
And yeah, good morning, man.
Thank
How you
as
doing?
Always for joining us.
Good morning,
us.
Guys. Yeah, good morning.
Let's put a wrap on the NBA season for you.
I think it was an interesting finish. I'll say it just for the respect of we wanted this awesome, incredible Game 7. We hadn't had a Game 7 since 2016. That one was so memorable. You know, you think of Block by James and, like, everything that just went into that. And you wanted something on par with that level. And instead, you got Tyrese Halliburton getting injured very early on, and then the team that a lot of people expected to win, me included, I picked the Thunder in five. It took them seven, but you ultimately get them as champions, and then it starts the conversation to some extent of can OKC be a dynasty? Can you even have a dynasty in this version of the NBA with the first and second aprons and all that sort of thing? And then I also thought it was funny of seeing the Thunder win a championship also showed the effects of AAU basketball, which is these guys are playing so much hoops and are not really getting to live a personal life or anything that when it comes time to celebrate, they all were like standing around going, all right, when's the next game? Because I feel like that's what they've been doing for their entire life.
Yeah.
There hasn't been a whole lot of time to celebrate and be a kid. And I think that was kind of it showed on the national stage where a lot of those guys were like, ew, beer, that's gross. They had to ask Alex Caruso how to pop champagne because none of them knew how to do it.
Yeah.
Because like I mentioned, they all didn't get a lot of time to celebrate amongst growing up and playing the game. And I kind of hope it's a bit of a wake up call for people, as we've seen LeBron James and others call for, hey, let's not get so specialized in the sport. Let's let kids be kids, grow up, play multiple sports. And I think it'll have a positive effect on the game. And maybe you'll have less guys like Tyrese Halliburton popping their Achilles on the national stage because he's been playing, you know, AAU basketball year round, probably since he was 10 years old.
Yeah. Caleb Johnson joining Sam and Greg here. Listen, I got to say this to you, and I want to say it as an indictment to all three of us. Me, Sam, and Noel have neglected this. We are two hours and 26 minutes into this show where we have not mentioned once about a Hall of Famer who got traded last week. We did a whole show and when Luka and AD got traded back and forth, but Kevin Durant becomes a member of the Houston Rockets, and we don't talk about it. We haven't mentioned it once during this show. Your thoughts on why that hasn't moved the needle more, and your thoughts on him landing there?
Well, I think it's because he is 37 years old. And so to some extent, it's like, well, what's a 37-year-old really going to do to change a team? However, it's Kevin Durant. And because of his off-the-court stuff to some extent, where like not because he's getting in trouble, but because he just has a tendency to be a bit of an annoyance on social media, and he has kind of done things differently than we have seen stars do in the past, where obviously, you know, he left OKC in order to join Golden State. He has bounced around teams ever since, really hasn't been able to find a team where he's a leader and things are successful, because I was actually just talking about this with Steak, I believe, earlier this week. We were mentioning the 2021 NBA Finals. And Steak was like, you know, I can't even remember who the Bucks were playing that year. And I was like, it was the Phoenix Suns before they got Kevin Durant, and then they got KD, and it feels like that team kind of fell apart. Well, I will say the misfortune of Phoenix was to the benefit of Houston, because only having to give up Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, and a draft night pick was actually a pretty small trade to have to give up in order to get Kevin Durant, a guy who he's had his own, you know, moment of popping an Achilles in game 5 of the NBA Finals, but he is still a dominant scorer. And something that I think the Houston Rockets really needed was that guy who could be a 30-point a night type scorer. And so I think they really benefited from making that trade. And they're going to be a really, really interesting contender, because they were already second in the West last year. They just didn't have the playoff experience necessarily to be able to push through. Well, this time around, when you have KD, if you can keep him healthy, which we've got our own new star in Atlanta that is going to be the same conversation, but as long as you can keep KD healthy, I think Houston's going to be a true contender out there in the West to compete with the likes of OKC, who will be, you know, trying to go back to back.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning with Caleb Johnson. Always great to catch up with him. Saw him yesterday and get a chance to meet Asa Newell. He is social, by the way, folks. You can always find him at ATLJohnson18, at ATLJohnson18. Caleb, your thoughts on Newell, the way the Hawks were able to, you know, maneuver their way into the perfect position to make that selection, but also who they're going to bring in to probably work with him and mentor him. And we can't say this, I guess, yet, because it's not official as far as the trade. But thoughts about having these two guys who potentially one can really mentor the other and prepare him to step into that role?
Yeah, I think when you have the conversation about Asa, you will always have to have it within the realm of what he was acquired for. Not just the fact that the Hawks picked at 23, but the fact that they absolutely fleeced the New Orleans Pelicans a second straight time. This is the same franchise that last year traded for DeJounte Murray and gave up Dyson Daniels, who obviously went on to be, you know, just have an incredible season and show his defensive strength for the Hawks. But then it included the 22nd overall pick, who was then flipped and turned into, along with other parts, Kristaps Porzingis. So I think that'll always be the conversation when it comes to Asa, is you got Asa as well as these other pieces, because having that 2026 first-round pick next year, the better of the Bucks and the Pelicans, is very likely going to pay off in an incredible way. I mean, there has not been a single media member or front office member that I have seen it be reported on or spoke to myself who thought that New Orleans made a good deal. But it also kind of makes sense when you realize that Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver are running the Pelicans right now, and they were the ones running the Detroit Pistons for so long when they were drafting horribly and getting guys like Killian Hayes and things like that who, you know, bounced out of the league. So as far as Asa, though, I mean, you got an incredible – as far as personality and all of those sorts of things that are off the court, I mean, the dude has an incredible smile. His personality is very infectious. Like, getting to talk to him yesterday, and shout out to you, Sam, because, like, real friends are the ones who, when you're working, they catch the cool photo moments that you can then have for forever. And so I always appreciate Sam for being around and catching things like that. But getting to talk to Asa, like, he's just got a really good head on his shoulders as far as realistic about the expectations of what he should do to affect this team, and knowing his own strengths and weaknesses. Like, a guy who can, at an introductory press conference, say, yeah, I got to grow into my grown man body, and I also have to work on my decision-making and my three-point shooting, that you just don't often see. A lot of the times you'd hear a guy say, oh, well, I need to improve all facets of my game. But no, he knows specifically what he needs to do, and he's putting it out there so that people will essentially hold him to those things. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see how he grows. I did have a one-on-one conversation with him, and I'm going to be able to play that on my show tomorrow. One of the things that I found the most interesting, he sees himself as a power forward, not a center. And so he believes he can be a small ball five, but he is realistic enough to know with his 6'9 frame that he's going to play a lot of power forward. I think, honestly, his speed and kind of the bounce that he has, the way that he throws down dunks, it's going to be exciting. I think Hawks fans are going to end up loving him, and he's going to be a popular jersey to have very, very soon. But he's also someone who needs some development, and I think the Hawks won't be in a rush in order to do that.
What's he talking about, picture? What you talking about, Caleb, with a picture with Sam?
I was interviewing Asa yesterday, and Sam just happened to be around the area, snapped a photo of me during the interview, and sent it. So I've got this really nice, just like classic first day photo with with one of the Hawks draft picks.
Nice. All right, there you go. Teamwork.
Yeah, but that man was there.
Absolutely.
That's what he does. All right, hey, Caleb, as always, man, we appreciate it. And thank you for getting up and for putting up with our nonsense here, or at least mine. So, man, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you, as always.
Thanks, Caleb.
Yeah, you guys have a good one.
There you go. Caleb Johnson joining us. Got some money flying through the air. Going to let you know about the latest casting call. And I have a follow-up question with Noel, and a follow-up to something that you guys were just talking about. We've got a lot of follow-ups coming up in the casting call segment, which is up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Hey, Sam, we're going to come back with something. You remember? You know how you say to me all the time, you don't know nothing about so-and-so, and you're talking about a singer? You say that to me? I've started this question while he had a mouthful of coffee. I couldn't have timed it better. I'm sorry. You know how you say that about, you know, sir? Okay, what you know about Eddie Jefferson? Nothing, right? Okay, you don't know nothing about Eddie Jefferson.
No. I'm trying to think about knowing anybody personally named Eddie Jefferson.
I want you to hear what Eddie Jefferson did to the song Pennies from Heaven. As we come back on this Saturday morning, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. And take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio. And Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. This is the segment that we let you know about. This is a great one. Thank you, Noel. Again, a little tribute to my buddy Ray, the drummer who you know, and who turned me on to him and all kinds of jazz music. But listen, we want to drive you guys to 929thegame.com/castingcall or to get cast with Greg on X, where you can see a list of job opportunities in front of and direct you to jobs behind the camera. Now, whether you are an electrician, a carpenter, a driver, whatever it is, makeup artist. And by the way, I'm looking for makeup artists and hair stylists for what we're doing at the Arthur Blank Children's Hospital. And you guys can get in touch with me through GetCastWithGreg on X or Greg.Clarkson@Odyssey.com, which I'll get back to and do a deeper dive into that too. But bringing aspects of the film industry over to the hospital, stunt people too. But if you go to those places and look at the latest casting call for the week of June 30th, the first one you're going to see is from Central Casting. They got a project and a movie called Neighbors coming out. You talk about going from one end of the spectrum to the other. They are looking for, asking for muscle cars and station wagons. And they literally put, think country squire.
Wow.
I don't think anybody knows what a country squire station wagon looks like right now. You want, I guess, go back and look at an old version of the Brady Bunch. But that is what they are looking for. These vehicles need to be from 1982 or older. So muscle cars and station wagons, 19...
Last one rolled off the assembly line in like the late 80s or something, wasn't it? I don't think they had one after.
Probably, yeah, you're probably 80s. Right. But anyway, from 1982 and older, that's the need. This is going to shoot on the 16th of July. Oh, my thing just froze up on me here. Now, after that, Roselock casting. We talked about Santa Maria. This is the John Madden movie.
Right.
They are looking for a young Ice Cube. So if you're between 14, 20 years old, looking for a young black male to portray a young Ice Cube, this is going to shoot end of next week. You want to submit like now. Get yourself three pictures. And by the way, I walk you through how to submit yourself. If you've never done that before, it couldn't be easier. Dress as best as you can to the character or the need that they have. It's a restaurant scene looking for upscale or just average-looking folks. Dress to that. If you're looking for medical people, hospital staff, if you got some scrubs in the house, put that on. But whatever it is, take three pictures of yourself, headshot, waist up, full body. That's usually a form of what the casting directors are regularly asking for, and they just give them all your contact information and the days you are available. Now, they're doing not only that one, but this is the one Noelle says that she's going to submit for. She's also doing a movie called Breadwinner. They need women with small hands. All right? Now,
okay.
Noelle can't submit for this one, but there's a reason why, and you can look at the breakdown and find out. But they need specifics on this one, but they are looking for women 5'4 and shorter with tiny hands, seeking Caucasian female women with small hands. That is Breadwinner. That's that project.
And it's going to be in Fayetteville.
Yeah, we'll shoot it out in that area. But you ain't got to be from Fayetteville. So people with cars, and there's also a need for a young Caucasian girl, blonde hair or light brown hair, who plays piano. Now, this is 4 to 6 years old. So you ain't playing Mozart then, but as long as you can play, you know your way around a piano.
Play and of chopsticks?
Course, whatever it is, I mean, as long as you can play, you feel comfortable around there. You just minimal piano playing experience. Look at the entire breakdown there. But, of course, any minor has to have that certificate from the Georgia Department of Labor. I've got the link right there. So you fill out the paperwork, and you'll get that information in a day or so. And there's another commercial that's being shot. It's an MTV project that's being done by On Location Casting. Read through everything. The business, ladies and gentlemen, is starting to pick up little by little. And I try to make these needs that I put on the weekly casting call far enough out to where you guys can submit. But I always tell you, go to the casting director's social media pages. I have the list there. Once you get past the jobs in front of the camera, you'll see a list of opportunities, not only how to find the jobs behind the camera, the link to the Georgia Department of Labor, a couple voiceover connections, and then I have the list of the extras casting directors. Go to their social media pages. They're always posting. You can see what's what. And then I have a generic version of how to submit yourself. So if you've never done this before, it couldn't be easier. Greg.Clarkson@odyssey.com is the number to get in touch with me. You asked me a question a minute ago about somebody in there. They wanted to know how to, if they were a hand model.
Hand model?
Any kind of body model. You obviously have to have the pictures of that body part that you want to let folks know that yours is in perfect condition.
You have hands. Do you put rings? You
let like, oh no, no,
watches,
you
got
no.
Just the hands.
That's different.
What about
you? Don't put anything on your nails.
No nail polish. Okay,
no,
okay.
They want to see them because that's going to be the client.
Okay,
it'll be a nail polish company, or it'll be a wristwatch, or it'll be rings, or whatever. Them. Listen, if you are a hand model, now think about this: how much money are you making during the holidays?
Okay.
You know what I mean? When you're putting all that jewelry on for all these Zales and this one and that one. So, yeah, it's body parts. If you would like to be that type of model, and chances are you know it by now. You know, you've something that you picked up when you were a teenager. But if not, you want to take as many pictures as you can and submit them to the various agencies around town and see if they're receptive. A, if they're receptive to receiving your material, because a lot of people just don't take them that way. They just don't. But once you get to know somebody, here's the thing. I always tell everybody, do an extra job. Because once you get on set, you can talk to everybody connected with it, and they will tell you where to go or what to avoid. You get to know the ins and outs of how things work, who to reach out to, who not to reach out to. A lot of people spend time spinning their wheels, reaching out to the wrong person, and they find out after they spent a bunch of money on materials and doing this and that, they should have just did this. or done that.
Right.
So do an extra job, get on set. It's more informational than anything else. So there you go. That's this week's casting call. Again, we will have a fresh one for you here. And by the way, I may have a fresh one by Friday. And I say Friday because Sam and I, remember, will be out. We'll be right downstairs this upcoming Friday for 4th of July. We'll be there for the Peachtree Road Race. So we'll be doing 6 until 10 this upcoming Friday.
So holler at you folks as you're in the wall of sweaty humanity that comes past us. We're right there in right here in front of Colony Square. Yeah, sure. You're running by. Just wave to us.
Yes. Yes, please do.
We always look forward
and
to it.
And Abe will be out there. Mm-hmm. And word is that we may be talking to a certain elected official again.
Yeah, again. Joined us last year. We may talk to him again.
All right.
Andy Bunker do this? I think Andy Bunker does
this. He did. I think he did it. I know Abe's out there.
Yeah.
Was Chandra out there?
I think so. Does Dylan do it?
That I don't know.
Dyline?
Does he run this thing? I don't know. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Karen Pestana is going to get us set for Wimbledon. She will be joining us. Noelle's going to let us know about a WNBA update, and we get you set for today's matchups. But I have a question, and I'm going to bring Noelle back in here. I have two things I want to revisit that we had talked about earlier, so I'm going to use my casting call segment to get your opinions on something. I want to know if it's a thing. I know that Bruno Mars did this. Once. I don't know if he does it for all of his shows or all of his tours, but I know he did it for one of them. Shoe contracts for singers that are going out on tours.
Not necessarily going out on tour, but if they feel like you have enough presence, yeah. And it kind of goes back to in the
Run
2000s.
DMC? I was going to say it goes back
grand
to
grand scheme, yes. But, yeah. But in your modern day time, it kind of goes back to Missy Elliott, but funny enough, it's still Adidas. Yeah, okay. she had a big thing in 2000, and it just kind of been rolling from there, from your Kanye's and your Pharrell's and your Cardi's and Beyonce. And
but you would think that they would be able to accommodate some, like we see, you know, women in heels, but some of them are sporty and they almost look like, you know, high tops in some regard. We saw companies who are in a certain lane with sports equipment to move into other lanes. And so I am just curious as to why I haven't seen more shoe companies do this and make a relationship with this particular artist.
Well, there's one guy who does it a lot. Saxophonist Mike Phillips. And if you don't know who Mike Phillips is, he's the guy that plays the national anthem before a lot of NFL games.
I know his name. Long, extended note.
He's had a brand Jordan deal for years.
Okay, Jordan, so that's what I'm talking about.
Jordan put shoes on me, but look at where he's going.
And he's on national TV, Super Bowls or whatever. NBA,
right, you know what I mean?
And Bad Bunny, again, tapped into Adidas, so he sells a lot of stuff. You just have to be big enough internationally where they feel like you're going to actually sell this stuff. Like a Drake. Like Drake and Nike are together.
He going to go on tour again? He going to come out in public again?
I think he left the Australian tour. Right now, he's turned himself into a streaming influencer.
Okay.
So it's a lot of IG and Twitch and streaming and go gamble somewhere on one of these website type deals.
You're not up all night playing Fortnite anymore like you used to?
No, Fortnite. Now we're dropping $100,000 on an NBA final shot.
Is this fair to say that Drake right now is the musical equivalent of what happened with George Foreman when Ali knocked him out? Remember that whole Don King thing? He says Ali knocked out George Foreman. Took him 10 years to get up.
Yeah, is this what's going on right now with
Drake and Kendrick? It's going to take him a while to get up.
Kendrick said they'll never get over it.
Wow,
that's what he said. He said, I'm gonna do what COVID did. They'll never get over it.
All right, here's the other thing. Okay, that's one shoe deals for bigger stars. I mean,
oh, Kendrick also has one with Nike.
He does?
Yeah.
Okay. Bigger impact on their team. We were talking a minute ago about Kevin Durant when we had Caleb on. Who of these two will have a bigger impact? We're talking about a couple guys that are going into their respective Hall of Fames. Aaron Rodgers on the Steelers or Kevin Durant on Houston?
Oh, Kevin Durant in Houston.
That was easy for her. How about you?
Probably so. Oh. But even with Durant, they know that he's not going to play every game.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. They don't need him to be Kevin Durant on Houston.
I feel like that's why they
need Aaron Rodgers to be some semblance of what he used to be.
You think so?
I think they need that. That's why they got him. They only got him for 1 year. He already came out. That's another thing.
So he can't go in and be like Peyton Manning in Denver? I think, to me, that's if he goes in with a situation with a defense like that, because that's what
But what's the name ain't signed?
Who was that?
SWAT.
Okay, well,
they're not going to, right now.
I mean, Peyton and Denver was amazing. I don't see that happen. Like, before the shoulder fell off and before Thomas Dekou got them five interceptions.
He's talking about Denver.
Amazing.
That dude.
I'm talking about Denver.
No, he was nothing in Denver.
No, the beginning in Denver, yes, he was. He was breaking touchdown records and everything. Yes, he was. When he first got to Denver, Peyton Manning was still the guy. Now, when the shoulder broke the second time when they went back to the Super Bowl, no, he wasn't that guy.
Yep.
But that first Super Bowl, no, he was that guy. That's
but here's the thing. He didn't win games for you, but he didn't lose games for you.
That's where he was in that second hurrah. Yeah, he didn't lose games. His IQ was able not to lose
games.
And
that's what I think Rodgers does for Pittsburgh. He's not going to go out and extend plays like he used to.
No, he can't do that.
But he's not going to lose games.
Nobody's going to beat him between the ears.
Right.
But you look at that division, and who's that? You talk about landed in the toughest spot.
Well, yeah.
In that area. But I feel like Kevin Durant can be on cruise control versus what Aaron Rodgers, what Pittsburgh needs Aaron Rodgers to be, especially when he's already announced he's only going to be there 1 year. So whoever they're thinking about bringing in next or drafting, they're not going to have any kind of it's almost as if they're going to hit the reset button at the end of next year. Because if they're going to go after a draft pick and they're not going to get anybody free agency who he can school up, then what's the point of having all that knowledge there right now? Other than you got to go out, please go out and try and get us a ring, or make us really, really, really relevant, or a free agent destination like some other places, because Pittsburgh hasn't been that for a while. Or does the coach walk out the side door with him at the end of next season? Because there's been that conversation too.
I mean, I don't think he should.
I don't
necessarily think it's Tomlin's fault. But something's got to change. Like, this team just been dragging along for 3-4 years,
and I
don't see Aaron Rodgers moving the needle. I don't think he's going to lose games. Like Sam says, I think he's going to play good. But good has gotten them 10 wins already. I don't see it moving the needle, especially in that division with Lamar Jackson and Burrow and whatever Cleveland's going to do. Who knows? But
yeah, reckless speculation on my part right now. Given the fact that he came out and said what he said last week, Aaron Rodgers, that is, that this is probably going to be his last year. He said it to McAfee, right? I wonder if in him going through the process of signing with that team, there was some sort of information given to him that he believes that Mike Tomlin's only going to be there one more year. Because it just didn't make any sense to me. If you didn't get an early pick the next quarterback for the Steelers – that Aaron Rodgers can coach up and be a mentor too, then it's just 1 year. Everything ends and everything gets reset at the end of next year. And if Mike Tomlin, who's not going to come out and say it, but made some people believe that, maybe this is time for my Andy Reid moment, then that's why that happened. Again, I'm speculating.
I mean, and you could be right, but my thing is nothing in Pittsburgh has made a whole lot of sense to me in like 3-4 years. So this is just another domino of them just trying to string this thing along, and they're not going anywhere. Like Pittsburgh they're not going anywhere. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Mason Rudolph still on the roster. You put yourself in a situation to have to wait on Aaron Rodgers or reach out to a Kirk Cut. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
No. You can't keep a receiver. Watt's clearly not happy. What are we like? Their season fell off a cliff after they beat us in Mercedes Benz. If we're being honest, what are we doing
without a touchdown?
You know who I think is enjoying all of this?
No touchdown.
I think Lamar Jackson is enjoying all of this while this is whatever the situation is going on over here. People are already giving the ring to Josh Allen in Buffalo.
Yeah,
and we don't know what that's going to be like over there. You got unsigned people in Cincinnati, so Joe Burrow may get smacked around again this year. I just feel like Lamar, with everything that's been said about him, the regular season, you just turn a page on it and get to the playoffs and show us something. But I just think that he's in the discourse that are happening in other teams, he's enjoying listening to. So that's just me. All right, coming up, 11 o'clock hour. You ready to talk some Wimbledon? I know you are.
Absolutely.
Karen Pisanet will be joining us in a little bit. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 28th day of June, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.